The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Marine Corps veteran Corporal Daniel Heller received the Navy Cross during an awards ceremony for his actions in February of 1969 during Operation Dewey Canyon in the Vietnam War.
Heller initially received a Naval Achievement Medal for his actions during that chaotic February afternoon. Following an official review of his actions and the resulting impact it had on mission accomplishment, his Navy Achievement Medal was upgraded to a Navy Cross, the second highest award for valor in combat. While on patrol during Operation Dewey Canyon, a North Vietnamese Army ambush attempted to push the Marines from their position. Despite being wounded in the initial attack, Heller rallied his Marines and maneuvered his squad into a flanking position to suppress the ambush. He then pushed himself into an onslaught of enemy fire to rescue two gravely wounded Marines, bringing them to an aid station. Heller denied medical care for his own wounds and then proceeded to single-handedly assault the enemy position, killing four and pushing back the enemy ambush. The Marine Corps continues to review previous medal awards for Marines, past and present, regarding their actions in the face of danger, to ensure appropriate recognition is given. The Salute to Service is brought to you by Jimmy's Family Diner, a Wichita tradition since 1987. We invite you to read more stories about veterans and active military on our webpage at knssradio.com. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
The United States Supreme Court won't stop the Biden administration from withholding millions of dollars in Title X funding from Oklahoma. Fox's Jeff Minoso with the story.
The nation's high court declining to reinstate $4.5 million in federal funding for family planning services in Oklahoma that the Biden administration stripped from the state, it says, for refusing to provide a hotline number for women to call and receive information on abortion. Though Title X says grants cannot be used in programs where abortion is a method of family planning, there's also an amendment that bars discrimination against states that decline to provide referrals for abortions. A similar dispute over Title X funding is playing out in Tennessee. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Haiti is the country that is now under a state of emergency.
Haiti's government still battling the violent gangs that took over large parts of the capital earlier this year. Those gangs are now trying to move into other regions. Secretary of State Antony Blinken's in Haiti to discuss attempts to regain control and a hoped-for transition to peaceful democracy. Humanitarian need is high too. More than 500,000 people have been forced from their homes and close to 5 million face severe hunger. The United States is the largest funder of the UN-backed security mission aimed at ending gang violence. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
We'll be taking a look at some small real estate in the West Coast. And, of course, the National Football League season begins tonight up at Arrowhead Stadium. Have a preview on that. And, of course, our full weather forecast here on this Thursday is on the way. We're off and running here with Steve and Ted in the morning, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies Rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.